coming to you alive through the power of the interwebs. Inside the Green Room Studio from the flagship source of the EarthMix Garden Products Network, it's the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates, bringing you all the wisdom
and wit
you'll ever need to tackle your garden and your projects. Now broadcasting alive from Bates Nursery and Garden Center at 3810 Whites Creek Pike, just 1 mile north of exit 19 off Briley Parkway.
Or 0.9 miles as the Josh drives.
Here's Josh Carey and David Bates.
Oh yeah, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find the project, you got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. It's your Saturday morning tradition. It's the At-Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates. I am Josh Carey.
And I am David Bates.
And we're here for you for an hour. We're going to talk about all kinds of stuff on the At-Home Show.
He's back, by the way, Michael.
I'm relieved of my snarky duty.
But that's a heavy burden to bear right there.
I thought so.
Did you pick up the mantle, Padawan?
I actually decided to treat David with respect and let him do what he needed
to do. You spoiled him again. Okay, I see what's going on.
That is the first time that's ever happened on this show, by the way.
You've got to spoil your boss, man. I'm not that brave.
So. Suck up. David, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's a little froggy out here at Bates Nursery this morning.
It actually is, but it's otherwise a really nice day. Of course, this is Saturday, September the 28th this month. It's a 26th, I should say.
I hope so.
I'm miscalculating here, but it's going to be a pretty nice day. More so in the afternoon, partly sunny, but high in there, 82 degrees, maybe only 79, depending on where you are. Calm winds, and it'll come around out of the south-southwest to about maybe 5 miles an hour in the afternoon. And it's clearing.
You know, clearing.
A lot of clouds early, a lot of fog early, and as we're experiencing right now. But it is going to clear out, be a really beautiful day on Sunday. 20% chance of showers in the later afternoon.
It wouldn't.
It's going to be partly sunny with a high near 83 degrees. A bit of sunshine, however. Mm-hmm. Monday, the chance of showers increases quite a lot. We're going to get on up to in the upper 70s on Monday. And there's we might get third of an inch of rain, maybe a little more. Mostly, again, in the afternoon on Monday. And high of, again, 77 degrees. Then we have yet another step down temperature-wise. You know, this has been a very unusual, we're not even, still not into October. Mm-hmm. And on Tuesday, we're looking at perhaps 65 degrees, 49 for the low, 71 Wednesday, 70 Thursday. Then for next weekend, 63 both Friday and Saturday. So it's pretty amazing. Currently, it is 63 here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center in the green room.
Yes, sir. 615-499-6690 is the number you can interact with us live here on the show if you would like to. We're going to talk about all kinds of different things and some things that are rolling around and going on.
A lot of people are, I mean, the weather is so wonderful for planting. A lot of people are all into it right now, and you can't blame them. It's perfect weather conditions, perfect moisture conditions in the soil, and this is the time of year when you start thinking cool weather plants, and guess what? It's actually cool. So that's worked out really nicely, and here at the nursery, we've got a selection of things for fall that we've never had this much, particularly in trees. So, you know, if you're thinking about planting any kind of a tree, be it a shade or ornamental tree or a fruiting tree, for whatever occasion, if you want to find you a Halloween tree, I'm sure we can come up with something. So,
a Halloween tree?
I'm just trying to start a new thing.
Well, speaking of trees, I've got something to tell you guys that you're going to love.
Okay.
So I was at one of the big box stores where I help out with the grass seed. And this fella came up, and he said he was looking for something for a big bear spot. And I was like, oh, cool. I said, well.
It's like a big, a brown big bear or a black bear?
Big bear, grizzly.
Yeah, it was a brown bear spot.
Okay.
And I told him, I was like, well, okay, well, you know, what was there something there? Because he showed it was a perfectly round circle. He goes, oh, it was a Bradford pear. I was like, oh, and he goes, I listened to this show called The At Home Show, and they say to kill them all, so I just dug it up.
Good for him.
And I was like, I'll let him know, because I just happened to be the producer of that show. Blew his mind.
Blew his mind?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Brush with greatness.
Yes, yeah. I'm sure. And he should have felt, like, enchanted or something. I don't know what that gets you. But
I told him he was a hero and not a sub. He was a hero.
There you go.
Absolutely. 615-499-6690. David, speaking of trees, if you would like to go ahead.
Hang on just for a moment.
Okay.
Before we segue over to you. I
know Don't point that thing at me, but that's okay.
The mute button doesn't work when I point it at you, by the way.
Never will. I've been off.
But that works.
We're glad. Yes, that works. We're glad to have everyone tuned in this morning. We'd appreciate you take a moment and share us. All your friends. We'd love to... get the word out there. We're out here every Saturday morning, obviously. Mm-hmm. Also, you may be watching us on YouTube.
Please.
You can share us there as well. Mm-hmm. So we
like,
and you subscribe. Can subscribe there. That way you'll get notifications. And we talk about a wide variety of things. We do want to thank Brett Furby for being on here last Saturday with Isley Nursery. Also, a big thanks to Alan Lincoln, our very own Alan Lincoln, who did a very capable job, and I told him he did so well. I want to get him back on here as soon as possible, except he probably won't get here until like just before 9. So I don't know if I didn't ask him to come on this morning, but if he did happen to show up, I'd be okay with
it. We could probably put him in. Yeah. Get him on the hot seat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So, all right, Josh. So
You were talking about trees. Now, I went to...
For me to do this, right?
Yes, I'm ready for you to do this. I asked you to do it, so I was obviously ready for you to do it.
Hey, it's connected.
I know. Okay. All right. It's on number 3.
I don't know why I want to answer that question, so I'm just going to say no.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a tree. Now, we've got nice trees here. You have nice trees there. Mm-hmm. That is the Middleton tree, the Middleton live oak. It's over 1,000 years old. It's at Middleton Place in just north of Charleston, South Carolina.
So Middleton,
it has its own plaque.
Middleton is between what two other towns? Because it must be between other towns if it's the middle town.
Middleton,
which is a reference to the middle town. That's what that means.
That was the name of the people that owned the plantation.
Middletons.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, their family somewhere there was a middle town.
In the middle of something.
Yeah.
They were in the middle of South Carolina. Okay. It's so kind of a swamp.
1,000-year-old
live oak tree, David Bates. I mean, it's amazing. It has its own. It's on the National Registry of Arboring Sciences and Technology, or whatever it is. It's absolutely gorgeous. But have you ever seen a 1,000-year-old tree? I'm sure you have. You ever seen a 1,000-year-old tree?
Oh, yeah.
But they're bristlecone pines. They're actually much older than that.
Oh, yes.
I saw some of the big redwoods out west.
I've been all through Sequoia National Park. And yes, I've gotten to see General Sherman, which is
Atlanta?
No, the General Sherman tree is the largest living organism in the world. It's got the top third broken out of it. It's still more than 300 feet tall.
Where is it?
It is in Sequoia National Park.
Named after William Tecumseh Sherman?
Apparently, yes.
Okay.
So, yes, is this you?
No, that's not me. That's not me. This is something
you got
else.
Sally up there. I see.
We're gonna come to that. We're gonna come to my good and loyal and trustworthy and loving friend Sally Cheney.
We're working our way that.
We're working our way into that direction.
We need to get her on, Josh. And while you're away, we did prove that our Zoom technology works, and need to get Sally up on the Zoom. Matter of fact, if you want to send her a text message, Michael could probably put an invite out there to her. We might get her on here this morning.
I would love to have her input on the subject that I'm going to bring up here, because I've got a soapbox. I'm 2 weeks into it. I've got the Jones thing going on here.
Okay.
But, ladies and gentlemen, the Middleton place, it was one of, they had beautiful English gardens and beautiful designed gardens. The garden architect there was the same one that worked on Versailles. So he knows what's going on with it, but this is a little path. You know, look, this is the kind of things that you can see there. And again, you've got the live oaks and then the little.
Now, was this your first time in Charleston, or had you been there previously?
I've been through Charleston. I never actually stayed near.
So you guys were there in a bed and breakfast or Airbnb or what kind of?
We had a condo out there on the beach, man.
That's
Charleston's where we did our honeymoon. Yes. I love Charleston.
Oh, it's a great, but we actually stayed on the Isle of Palms, which is a nice place to be, and it's over there on the coast. It's not the beaches in South Carolina are they're not Maui. Okay.
Well, I mean, and you don't expect them to be. They're not, on the Atlantic.
They're
you
not know Panama like. City.
Yeah. Folly Beach is still pretty nice.
Yeah, Folly Beach is great. You know, the beach was lovely. It's large. And again, if you need to ride a bicycle on a beach, South Carolina and Georgia is where you need to go to do it.
Not too many people. I saw that you shared some pictures along the way that it was pretty secluded beaches.
Well, there was this little remnant of this little hurricane coming through.
Kind of cleared it out.
I think it cut down on the crowds just a little bit, but it was beautiful for the most part.
Speaking of which, no,
don't
detour
point
you.
That thing at me, Dak.
I will point it wherever I want. I'm pointing it kind of at the ceiling.
Okay.
You know, there are no tropical disturbances in the Atlantic at all right now. There are no,
had to wait
there, and there's
the
none anticipated for the next 5 to 7 days, which is really strange given that we've gotten through all of the named tropical storms in the regular alphabet for this year and have started into the Greek alphabet, so up to beta. Mm-hmm. Michael, which will be the next one?
Charlie?
Gamma. No.
I know the Army.
No, it'd be Gamma.
Okay.
Gamma. So, anyway, that was a trick question. But Charlie was what I expected you to say, and which is fine. You know, that's
that would have been after Bravo, by the way.
Well, you
know what the next one is then? It begins
Delta.
With a D. Delta. Very good. All right. So
Delta Force was a great Chuck Norris movie, too.
Was there ever a bad Chuck Norris movie?
Well, you know what? The most compelling thing to me about the Chuck Norris movies is the dialogue. I'm all about the Chuck Norris dialogue. I digress. What started off as an extremely, extremely busy hurricane season, now that we're in the peak of it, there's nothing. Strangely nothing.
We had enough of it to run through the alphabet.
So. Yes, we did. So
26 named storms, it's a bit unusual, but not terribly that.
Of course, I guess we're up to 28 now.
They're not named. They've just got alphabets. Those are the 26.
Well, that's still a named storm.
Yeah, they've given it a name. It just happens to be the Greek alphabet.
Who gets to pick?
We're not even into the scary Greek alphabet names. You know, you get like a Hurricane Omega, and then you're just done.
Zeta and Theta. If we get that far into
it. Iota, man. You better watch out. That's all I'm looking out for you. But, all right, folks, 615-499-6690 if you want to join in this fun and frivolity and get some things going on and opine, as it were.
Are you ready? Are you going to switch, or am I going to take it back over for just a moment?
Well, take it back over for just
all
a
right,
minute,
well,
sir.
We'll just do that. And
okay, you just do that. As it were, we'll come to some things like this, but beautiful gardening, and it's a beautiful places to see. If you want to go to Middleton Place, I preferred it over the Magnolia Plantation personally myself. But
now, I've never spent time in Charleston, but having Savannah, which is
same thing, only different.
Yeah, it's just a little smaller. I mean, what are they like? 18 miles apart.
Oh,
I mean,
no. It's
not even that far.
About 100 miles.
Oh, is that far?
Yeah.
I don't know why I thought they were closer than that, but.
Well, I mean, they're close enough. You can drive there within, an hour and a half or
like
whatever.
Like going to Cookeville.
Yeah. I just proved to you that I have never been there because I don't even have any idea about how far they are apart. But Savannah, I have been to. It's a charming, I'm sure, in many ways.
We can show the slides if you want to, but Savannah, Tybee, and
we want to try to keep the audience tuned in if at all possible. Josh.
We were at Savannah earlier this year, so I love Savannah.
Savannah's a nice town, very nice.
Charleston, we went. Did you go to Fort Sumter?
Sumter,
whatever.
No, we didn't make it. It was the day that we were going to try to get on a ferry to go to the island. It was a little windy. And we didn't really think it would probably be a real good idea to try to go out there. But we did go to a portion of the Fort Sumter National Monument, which was on the other side of the river or the bay or whatever was going out there. Saw a battery. We saw a lighthouse.
I got to do a shout-out to my daughter because I completely missed the fact that yesterday apparently was Daughter's Day. I didn't even know there was a Daughter's
you
Day.
You cad. You did not.
But and the only reason I saw it because on social media, and I saw people out there talking about it. So belated happy Daughter's Day to my daughter, Sarah. So I hope She had a wonderful day yesterday, even though I did not get to see her. Hopefully, I will get to see her today. I also wanted to give a shout out.
Okay, give a shout out, David.
Bob Mueller, who had a special thing. He has been broadcasting for 40 years now. I think he said he's been actually broadcasting.
That's longer than us.
For 50 years. He's been on News Channel 2, on Channel 2 for 40 of those years. So, you know, congratulations, Bob. You know, he's a, you know, the there's a lot of things associated with Woody Allen that are can be deemed questionable. But one of the things that he said, one of the things he said that I can take no exception to is that 80% of life is showing up. And so Bob has certainly figured out how to show up and do his job and do it well. So congratulations, sir, and keep up the good work. You just may make it.
He might stick around.
He just might get on regular.
As it were.
Mm-hmm.
615-499-6690. Because, you know, by the way, we're approaching our, how many, we've been doing this for how many centuries? Parts of how many centuries?
Well, two, just okay. 2 centuries.
How many millennia?
Well, 2 millennia.
Parts of two millennia. Yeah. And how many decades so far?
I think we're in our fourth.
Fourth. Now. We're almost into our fifth decade if we keep going until January 1st. Think about it.
I can't make it mathematically work that way.
If we get into the 21sts. Versus?
Yeah, that's pretty good ways off. We'll just, how about just do today?
Okay.
I don't know how many programs we've done, but it's several. It's a lot more than anybody, including us, ever believed we would have continued to do together.
They said they just keep letting them come on and come on and come on.
It just shows you how dire the need for early Saturday morning programming. It has been at times, and now, you know, it maybe not so much.
Awesome programming. This isn't like they're trying to fill warm bodies. This is good stuff.
Well, it is. It's nice and warm in here today.
Yeah, it's quite. Actually, it's a little. I don't know about you, Michael.
It's a little warm.
It's a little warm. I did not turn the AC on. I thought, well, you know what? I don't want Josh to get.
It's perfect in here today.
I don't want him to get chilled. I do have a.
We actually have
a flannel on that I can.
Maybe for Halloween, we'll have a trick. Mm. We'll do something for Halloween that will involve parking passes and keys and some other things along those lines. Perhaps we'll maybe make a field trip here before too long and simulcast as well.
Okay, so I'm gonna shout out to a member in attendance off camera, that being Honora. Good morning, Honora. And do you have 4 weeks left with us? Is that correct?
I'm sad.
I'm not sure. I haven't counted the weeks.
Well, given that October starts next week.
October.
So anyway, yes, I cry myself to sleep at least 3 nights a week. Sometimes I don't think about it, but yeah, Honora is going to be leaving. She's still fortunately going to be associated with Bates Nursery doing our very capable marketing duties, but remotely.
We can get her to Zoom in.
That's part of exactly why I'm bringing that up, is that we're going to want her to Zoom in, and her eyes and ears on this end are going to be Tyler Blankenship, who is going to be filling in for her here, and he's sitting in this morning. So welcome to you, Tyler, and we're glad to have you aboard officially as a part of this this thing called the At Home Show. So.
And
we've got a lot of other
man.
Things going on. We're actually in mid-remodel. It doesn't look like it from the point of view of the camera, but we've got a lot of the ceiling torn out. We'll have more, hopefully have this all completed on this end by next week. Give us a little more headroom, a little different lighting look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're trying to make this, create the illusion of professionalism wherever possible. So
I've decided that professionalism, no matter where it is always an illusion.
Well, yes, that's true, particularly when it comes to anything that's a broadcast. You know, we don't really deal, you know, if you'd have to be right here in front of us for it to really actually be real, even though we are live right now.
Alive.
And you can pick up the phone and call us 615-499-6690. You can do that. You can either text or leave a message, or you can say, hey, call me back, and we'll do that.
We haven't heard from the yard boy in a while, and so many.
What is it with him? Is he been on hiatus?
I think he's got broadcast duties as the voice of the Fayetteville Panthers on Friday nights.
Doesn't matter. Him and his Braves are getting a little too big for their britches.
Okay,
and he needs to be reminded that they, in fact, they just suck.
I know that if you follow the yard boy on social media, he's added some equipment. He's taking striping to a whole new level. I mean, and that's saying something because the boy has striping skills. I mean, he has serious striping skills. But it's also ball season, so I think that, you know, his children or his daughters are.
He's just got a lot going on.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
So when he's calling us, I can infer then he has nothing going on.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to make that clear.
Never known a man so busy he can't spend 2 minutes on the phone.
Well, he can put a lot of, he can do a very high density amount of information in a short period of time.
Well, with all the turnover of the personnel at the Petersburg Town Hall, he doesn't have as much to gripe about as much as he used to either, I don't think. So we'll see. There's other things going on.
Yard boy, I'm just waiting for that message saying to call you.
615-499-6690. Join us, folks. David, I was jealous because I missed the Isley truck coming in while I was in the low country, as they like to say. But and it was a little foggy this morning, so I didn't get to walk up.
Well, you'll have that opportunity. And what I'm going to do here, we're just going to go ahead and do a little do a little spot for a Bates Nursery here. And, of course, that's where we're broadcasting from here in the green room at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And remind you that, as I mentioned at the top of the show here, that we've got inventory like you have never seen before. And what I'm going to do here is I'm going to switch over here to a different remote. This is our very own Tyler Blankenship. Mm-hmm. What did I do here? I didn't go to the one I meant to go
He's
to.
Very leafy.
He's leafy? Leafy, leafy, leafy.
Let's see if it was.
Was it on three? Because I can unplug and go back into it.
Should be on two. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe I don't know what I'm doing. There's always that chance. I didn't try.
Distinct possibility.
I didn't. What's the chances of that happening? Let me try it this way. I can make it work like this. So anyway, Tyler has put together a little flyover video. He got a new drone that he's taking these shots here.
Oh my goodness!
Over at Bates Nursery,
that's awesome.
Good aerial view of what's going on, and kind of give you an idea of the
scale and the scope of the options that are going on out here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center.
We have got some things to show you here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, and well, we've got, in addition to all these plants, we've got people here. I mean, I'm talking landscape professionals who can help you get the right plant in the right place. Tropicals, if you get limited selection of tropicals elsewhere, you won't find that here at Bates Nursery. Lots to choose from. Japanese maples. We have, as you see there, many, many, many hundreds to choose from. And a regular shade ornamental and fruiting trees, we've got hundreds, if not thousands, of those as well. So invite you to come check that out here at Bates Nursery
Gardens.
People
forget that not only do you have stuff for outside the house, you have stuff for inside the house. The selection for the indoor plants is amazing in there.
We try to cover all the bases horticulturally, and it doesn't matter what you've got going on. If you'll bring photographs on your smartphone or your tablet along with you of your unique landscape situation, our landscape professionals will help look at what you've got and help you to get the right plant in the right place the first time, because that's the way we do it at Bates Nursery. What do you got, Mike?
Was that Austin?
No. I think that was Adam.
Okay.
That was Austin. Okay. Austin, by the way,
part of the A team.
Austin's on maternity leave this week.
Nice. Congratulations.
Wasn't even showing, I did not know.
Well, he's an active guy. You know, he stays in shape. Anyway, they have daughter number three now. So congratulations, Austin and family.
Wait, I have some claps somewhere. Hold on.
You have some what?
So anyway, come out and see us at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, where we've been beautifying Nashville since 19. There you go, Austin. Since 1932, we do encourage you, like I said, to bring along some photographs with you. In this digital age that we live in, you know, that's likely going to be on your phone or a tablet. Huh. Bring those along. We'll look at what you've got and show you a number of options. You know, we don't tell you what to plant here. We just give you the options and help you through the process. We also give you the very best choices with regard to soil amendments, and that's Earth Mix Garden Products. Earth Mix Landscape, we're really going through a lot of that these days because it's the premium soil conditioner you want to use. It's the preferred choice here at Bates Nursery. Come out and see us, conveniently located 1 mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on White's Creek Pike. It's just minutes from Rivergate, Opry Mills, Nashville West, or downtown Nashville, and promise you, it is worth the drive no matter where you're coming from. Bates Nursery and Garden Center, and thank you for giving us a moment to go over that.
We do have a one-yard boy on the phone now.
All right.
Oh, okay.
I hate that I have to call you out to just get you to call us.
What have you been marveling about this morning?
Well, by the way, this is the honorary voice of the Panthers, Corey Smith.
Tigers.
Panthers, Tigers, 5-0 or something like that. Tigers.
Yeah. Sure. Sandhill Tigers.
Oh, okay.
It's actually on the voice of the middle school Tigers. But I haven't graduated up to high school yet. I'm still in middle school.
Yeah, he's overmodulating badly.
So. I know. Yeah, it's he's got that announcer voice on.
Yeah. Take the phone out of your mouth. There you go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Tigers, but not Panthers. It's Tigers.
Okay, Panthers, Tigers. I mean, it's all good. You're still a voice of them.
Yeah, it's middle school. I haven't graduated up to high school yet. They still got me stuck in middle school. But hey, it works.
Well, it's still fun. How's the team doing?
We're doing very good, actually. I think we are 5-1 on the season, and we've got. I think about two more games left. We've got one home game left coming up this Thursday night. And I think we've got one more road game left. And then there's the conference championship game, which the way we're going, we should be in the championship game. So, and it'll actually be a home game for us if we make that championship game.
Well, fantastic.
That was awesome.
Now, I was bragging. You added a new piece of equipment to the Yard Boy arsenal. Did you not recently hear that increases your striping capabilities? It takes them to a whole other level.
You must be referring to the X-Blade setup that I run.
Yes, sir.
Yes. It's a little small bracket that allows me to run a mulching blade on top of my Pilot blade, and let's just say it makes it causes more vacuum in the deck and makes the grass stand up a little more, and you know it makes it pretty. I won't tell you everything. That's kind of like asking Colonel Sanders for the secret recipe, but I'll get you on the right track.
Is it extra crispy or the original recipe?
No, Yard Boy.
There ain't nothing crispy right now. So with all this rain we've been having.
For the benefit of people who perhaps don't understand what the terminology is, when you say, when Josh refers to you striping, that actually is a term in the turf industry with respect to how an approach taken to mowing grass. So why don't you give us a little explanation of what that entails?
Well, it's when you look at a yard and you'll see one, and you see it in baseball stadiums as well, usually where most people see it.
Right.
But you'll see what looks like a dark stripe of grass right beside a light stripe of grass and then a dark stripe of grass. And all it is, there's nothing really special about the grass. It's just the way that you're bending that grass so that the way that the light reflects off of it. And depending on what time of day you may be looking at a particular yard, you may not even see any stripes in it.
If it has no moisture on it, also, it's a lot. It stands out more than wet.
Yeah, but what most people don't understand is in order to stripe grass, you cannot rub it into the dirt.
No.
The idea that I'm just going to mow it short and only mow it every 2 weeks, you're not going to have a lot of luck striping the yard up with that game plan.
So it's a maintenance thing. I mean, it's a design thing, and as you go with it, and it has to do a lot of other things. But this new machine, now, Corey, how wide is the deck on your primary mower?
It is 61 inches wide, sir.
A 61 inches wide. So instead of having two blades spinning underneath the bottom of them, this new item sits on top of the other one in a 90-degree or 180-degree fashion that it actually creates more lift like a helicopter is what you're saying. So it pulls Mr. Grasses up into the blades and
makes a cleaner cut
on top of it.
Absolutely.
Now when you're changing direction, you know, on baseball fields in particular, you know, they go, it appears they go all the way to the end and then it's like they magically go to another spot. How do they do that without noticing that there's a turnaround place? What do you do? What's the trick there?
Me personally, some people think that just because you have a zero turn mower, you can do a 0-degree turn and go directly around. Well, that's all fine and good if you want nice little divots at the end of your run.
Right.
I do what is commonly referred to as a 3-point, or some call it a K-turn.
Right.
My yards that I do, I usually make about 2 perimeter passes around the outside.
That gives you that place to put the perimeter,
by the way. That gives you that place to make that K-turn that you're talking about.
Right. And I'll kind of swing out a little wide with my whenever I go to make my turn, and then you back up, and then that gets you lined up for your next pass across.
Now, do you disengage the blade when you're doing this turn, or do you leave it running?
I don't. I leave them running. Good Lord.
I mean, it would be a lot of time.
Yeah, it would be a lot of time. But and even sometimes after I finish a yard, I will go back and make another perimeter pass around to kind of cover up any turnaround spots as well. It just depends on how my day is running and how much time I've got to waste that day.
Well, you take time, you take pride in your work, and you want it to be, you know, it's representative of the kind of guy you are. You try to do it right the first time.
Yes. Yes.
Well, sir, I have a reputation to uphold, so, you know.
Well, and uphold your reputation.
We won't get into what kind of guy I am.
Well, you know, it's like everybody else. It depends on who you ask.
Well, absolutely.
Yard boy, and you know, David is asking you about how they do that in a baseball field. So you take a classy team like the St. Louis Cardinals, and they put the arch in the field.
Oh.
You know, do they use like a hand roller on that, or do they just have some bum like you out there with a mower?
Some guy.
I think right now they need to be concentrated more on catching the Cubs than they do about putting designs in their grass.
Oh, man, this baseball season don't matter. You just have to get in, and they're in.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter this year. Okay. All right.
So are you saying the Braves are not in? Is that
the Braves are in. They're the head of their division.
Braves have locked up the second seed in the National League playoffs.
You're just talking smack is all you're doing.
Well, I mean, the Braves, it's easy for them to do that when they play in a very weak National League East.
Oh, really? Come on.
They're not having to face the Twins. They're not having to face the Cubs. They don't got to face the Reds. They don't got to face the Brewers. You know, they pretty much they rolled out the pay, man. That's one bad team. So we'll see how it goes.
Are you saying the Central is like the Central? The Central is like the SEC West. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when they're both combined, that's how baseball's doing it. The Central, right. The American League, and the National League Central only played each other the all regular season.
Uh huh.
Right.
So which division are the Dodgers in?
Actually, the West is probably the toughest.
Okay, because they're going to get it right.
Yep.
Well, Yard Boy, when are you going to come into the green room to see us?
Man, I tell you what, I'm out picking up grass seed this morning to get out here, and I got to dig
some
air around this shed.
Okay. All righty.
Everybody thinks I get slow and nothing happens in the fall, and I'm like, really?
That's like prime grass seed season right there.
Only the opposite is true. I mean, it's the happening time of year in your world, as it is for all parties who are involved in the horticultural industry in any facet of it.
I mean, you know, grass is still growing. Grass is growing like crazy right now.
Well, do you have Zoom technology there at the command center?
I've got to work on that. I think I do, but I'm not sure.
As many devices as you have, all you have to do.
He knows what he's doing. He hooked that GoPro up. He can Zoom us while he's mowing.
Exactly.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be an idea.
That would be
interesting.
All I have is good ideas, guys.
Okay.
Okay.
Yard boy, keep strapping them. And thank you for joining me out, Hunter. All right, buddy. 615-499-6690.
Hey, we'll give a shout-out to Chris DeLine mm-hmm. out there watching this morning. Also, Cliff Gooding. Everyone out there, thanks for sharing us.
TD's out there watching. I see you, TD, so that's okay. If we need to know about racing, he might be able to call us. He knows a little bit about that stuff, too. All righty, folks, 615-499-6690. David Bates, could I trouble you? Well, just for a moment here. Put your mathematical brain on. I know you're a smart kind of guy. You put your math brain on, too.
Okay.
Let's just say you
hypothetically,
okay. There was a stadium over on a river in a certain metropolitan area.
Well, let's just for the sake of argument, when we maybe call this LP Field?
Would it be named after a popular brand of vehicle as well?
Nissan. It's Nissan Stadium now.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, okay. Let's just.
Or is
Adelphia
it
Coliseum?
Adelphia.
Adelphia.
Now there was another one. Was there? There was another one in there too. That I'm trying to think the other day of what that other name was. It's had several over the tenure, but digress. I know that's not your point.
Let's say you had to figure out a way, and let's just say that this stadium had a 69,000 seats that you need to figure out how to put in 10, 15, 20% of the seats.
Let's just call it 70, and that makes it a little easier.
Make it 70.
It a little easier.
So if you have...
So it's 7,000 people if it's 10%.
It's 10%. Okay, and let's just say that there, at this place that you had a certain number of the seats, let's call them owned personal seats or personally owned seats.
Or the license to be able to have the privilege of buying the
something
tickets.
Something, these tickets. And you say there, out of the pool, we're going to have, let's say 22,000 of the 70,000, and I'm using the 22,000 figure. Is it?
So you're approaching like 30%.
30% of the stadium, approximately there. And how would you go about
allocating
the supply of the tickets? And let's just say you had to do it through a third-party vendor that had a website.
Well, first of all, I would ask people to say, if you have the chance to get a ticket, will you actually come? Do you really want to come? Because there's a lot of people that may still have concerns about going out. So you can eliminate a group of that.
Yeah, and again, well, let's just say that we've known that there was going to be this ticket-limiting thing since maybe March.
And everybody is dealing with this.
Everybody's dealing with it. Mm-hmm. But you know that out of the people that have opted out and deferred those tickets to next year, that would, let's just say it was 50% of those that had
50% of the 30%.
50% of the
30%. So you're saying 15%.
Okay,
50. Which is about 10,500. If we're talking,
they've opted
let's
out.
Let's just say there's 10,000.
Yeah. Okay. Those that did not opt out, would you have thought that they would have gotten the very first priority to either say, I do not want to use my tickets this year? Or,
so you did not get tickets is what this is all about.
No. Now.
To answer my question, did you or did you not get tickets?
You do sound rather bitter.
I do have tickets to all 7 home games that remain
use those tickets for the next one coming up? Are you eligible to be able to utilize your season tickets in the allocation that you've talked all about here?
My personal
hypothetically
seats, my
Josh.
Personal seats in 120, they say it was section 125 of this hypothetical station.
Just say it is. I mean, it's not actually 125.
No, but we have to, and again, through the miracles, excuse me,
that's
microphone.
A stationary thing.
No, I'm getting animated here. There are 22, they say there were, and I use the 22,000 figure as the personal seat license owners, because we received a gift on the 20th of the 20th anniversary that shows a hatch print that has a limited edition of 22,000. So
that kind of gives you what we call a clue.
Yeah. But if in this world where they show you an aerial view, like you had TB's new jump drone out there, you had it over the top, and they knew where the sections were. Of those people that had still opted in, that had paid in full for all of these seats, they knew where they were located.
Okay. Because they have that knowledge.
They have that knowledge. And if they did
it's big data, Josh. That's what it is.
Well, you just take it and you put a push pin on each one of them that's got it.
Ooh, that sounds uncomfortable.
Well, but I mean, as it goes along with story short, my question is that the hierarchy of the way that the choices were made, I received.
I'd rather the hierarchy do it than the lowerarchy.
The lowerarchy would, but
the middlearchy is pretty bad.
I had received my email that I would have the opportunity to sign in at 11 o'clock on a work day and make
were you on the clock, so to speak?
Well, let's just say I had received this email, but my appointment was not until 11 o'clock on a certain day during the middle of a work day.
But hypothetically, what day would this be? Just a work day? Any
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Tuesday's a good hypothetical.
It's a good day. But I mean, if you're working, it wouldn't matter if it had been Wednesday or Monday. But certain other people got to actually start signing in at, I know, at 4 p.m. on Monday.
Oh, pshaw.
Pshaw. Yes. Now, what was the criteria? Because they had multiple criteria, but they didn't tell you what the criteria were.
Were there tickets in the red seat area?
Wouldn't you wonder if there might have been some suite holders that might have been involved with it, or some red seats or blue seats or wherever. But what was the choice? Now, I have not only a PSO holder, I was a first day founder. Okay,
you're building a rather compelling case here, Josh. So,
but at the end of the day, could you go to input number 3, please, David Bates?
I will gladly do that because
we're rambling here.
I'm about to say, you tell stories like my wife.
Due to this fine human being, the sweetheart of the At Home Show, our old friend Sally Chang.
She's not old. A long-time friend.
A long-time friend. She is not old. The most ardent Titan fan around.
There's no refuting that. I mean,
she can't be the biggest because she's a little bitty.
But she's a row one right
on the seat. On the south end zone.
Yep.
Okay. Due to her, this person had her 4 o'clock, had a 4 o'clock sign in. Okay. Now, not only that, she has two PSLs. I have two PSLs. When she went in there, it was discovered that you could purchase up to 6 seats with each of your PSLs. What they didn't tell you is that they had potted these things out.
In pairs or
fours?
Fours. So you get your two, and then there's four together over here.
No, you got four.
Okay.
You got four. You couldn't buy two of the four. You had to buy all four.
Are two of those four seats your actual seats, and then they're the ones on either side?
Oh, no. Because in Sally's case, bless her heart, and she's a saint. She's a wonderful human being. She sits on the first row. They've got the first 8 rows of the stadium blocked out.
Well, she won't be sitting in her seats.
No, she won't be sitting in her seats. And she's a first day founder as well. Longer story, shorter, as it were, Miss Sally and I, Sally was able to procure tickets for all 7 remaining games, and she graciously is selling me 2 of those seats at face value.
That's a very nice
one. And the Titans are graciously going to refund my money for the 2 seats that I've opted out of for this year.
Okay, so
the process here.
I don't know what you're upset about.
That's what I'm saying. You got your tickets.
Okay.
And you get to sit in proximity with Sally Chaney, which those are 2 really good things.
Well,
you got
your money back. Scary. Now, it's scary.
For the tickets that you got,
But when you wake up and you the first thing, if you happen to check a Twitter account, let's say, and the first thing that you see that you person that you're following that lives in Chicago, Illinois, before your 11 o'clock appointment on Tuesday morning, is crowing about having seats to a game before you even get a chance to choose them.
Is it the Bears coming to the Titans? Is that what game?
I don't know. He's coming to see one of the games. It doesn't really
matter. I feel like all this just comes down to the fact that Josh is a little bit insulted.
Well, I'm in. Why? What was the criteria for the choice, and why were we forced to buy Ford?
Well, you
had
know,
I not known this sweet, loving, wonderful human being, I probably
still wouldn't go watch a bad football team.
What do you mean they're up there? Not a bad football team.
They play football.
Oh, okay. And anyway, that's a different topic for a different day. But
2-0
by 11 o'clock. Which, by the way, and on the day of the appointment, like because of technical glitches and stuff that went on with the third party vendor, mine was delayed until 2 p.m. So, what do you think the likelihood of the percentage of the tickets that would have been had I even been able to get in there?
Josh,
probably pretty slim.
You appear to have already done an extensive amount of calculation on this. So you just let's go with the numbers that you're.
I don't think we would have ended up with tickets. Now at the end of the day, this is the other thing that happens. Let's just say we have some friends in the 300 section up top. Those are not the same price as tickets in the lower bowl.
Right.
Okay.
They're expensive.
So lesser offensive.
Are there any people sitting in the 300 level?
During some of the games, that would be the way that it was going to end up being. But the people that were in the 300 level are now going to be forced to pay the price of the tickets in the lower bowl for some of the games.
If they want to.
If they want to opt in to do so. I just don't think it's right.
So, okay, you've laid all this out nauseatingly.
And this is a wonderful, wonderful human being, by the way.
We've covered that.
She is, okay. So what would be your method for doing all this, oh wise one, the one who has all the answers?
Since we know how many people were PSL holders, okay. It's a known thing.
Yes.
Okay. We know when they bought them because if you're a founder, you know that you had first day priority, second day priority, what the other. Why don't we start with seniority?
Oh, so now we see how this is going to work out. Because he's a quote-unquote founder, he means he would get first pick.
No, not first pick. I didn't want it. If I had got in there and I only need two seats, me and Poppy Joe, my best friend.
That's you.
Okay.
You only need two seats.
I don't
so
care.
So does this other guy.
What makes
Why would we have to buy four at a higher price in certain sections?
Okay, I got an answer for that.
You do?
How much do you love the Titans?
Enough to pay for season tickets every year.
Okay. So obviously in our pandemic state of mind right now, they're not letting everybody in.
Uh-huh.
So they've got to charge extra to help make up for the cost, the operating cost, just for the stadium. So you would think you would be happy.
You got
to help them out.
You have to drink three times as much beer while you're there. I know that's probably not a problem.
And pay probably more.
Yeah. Those are probably
doubtful.
They're probably only $15 a pop.
No, they're $60 a six pack. It's 60. It was last year. It was $60 a six pack. So,
but the point being is I don't know why you're complaining. I mean, if you like, for me, I'm a giant St. Louis Cardinals fan. If okay, one seat is the cost of
your best ogre sized. I don't know that you would be a giant.
Well, you know, if I would happily pay the cost of, if one seat costs a price of three, I'd pay it if they are allowing people in because that helps out the organization. What you're saying, Josh, is you're just selfish.
Yes.
No, okay. I think he's made that abundantly clear.
Well, my seat is still there. I mean, if my seat was the pod, let's mm-hmm. just say, because there were pods in section 125, because we got some tickets in 124. But if 125 had seats, why would I not have been able to sit in my two seats?
You got to help pay Tannehill somehow.
You know, I have a friend of mine. His name is Big Dave. He's seven feet tall.
Okay.
6'11 and three quarters, okay. Actually. And his favorite saying is, I may not be much, but I'm all I ever think about. you may be able to start using that line, Josh. I think that, it is, after all about you.
Okay, but then we're going to see tickets on the secondary market because of the way that these things were peddled. Let's just say I had gotten in there and I had gotten seats for without the wonderful Sally Chan.
That's a different story.
Human thing. If I had gotten in there and I was forced to buy four tickets, and then I take them and sell them to a ticket broker, and then they're going to sell them to a Steelers fan.
If you have been involved in this ticketing process at all, and you're either happy or unhappy with it.
I don't know anybody that's been really particularly happy with the situation.
Message us, call in, 615-499-6690.
You have roughly 10 minutes to make your case.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You got to make it very quickly.
But, by the way, I nominate Sally for sainthood. Okay, she is Saint Sally of the Titans. Now, I will warn the folks in all these sections that Sally will be sitting next to my best friend, godfather of my children, Joe Maxwell, who is the second most ardent Titan fan.
And Joe's a great guy. I don't know Joe well.
He gets really emotional at the games, guys.
And Joe's a guy who is prepared to defend his feelings.
Honor.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and I'm not going to be the guy who's going to cross him. You know, he's got too many
you
belts.
You don't want to threaten
and most
the
of them
punch.
Are black.
Two last quick questions about the Titans. Uh-huh. So I know they signed Tannehill to that deal, right? They did that. What about Henry? Did they franchise tag Henry?
No, Henry got signed.
What was his deal?
It's I think $12.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the mathematics of the Tannehill deal, next year and the next year and the next year and the next year, it's going to look like a bargain.
Well, I like the deal that we got a lot better than the deal that, say, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got.
Or the Denver Broncos.
Because,
I mean,
you know,
Marcus Mariota is a wonderful quarterback as long as you wrap him in bubble wrap. I mean, he'll be fine.
Well,
he's a great quarterback.
You know, I'll tell you what, one that may turn out to be the really great one that doesn't seem to make sense at all on the surface is New England. I mean, you don't know how that's going to work out. But
speaking of New England, David Bates, bye, Sally. I love you, Sally. Everybody, thank you, Sally. Everybody, go see Sally. I mean, and come and see us at the games and everything like that. Yeah, call a clap, 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 clap. And we'll get her on because she's selling a walk-in tub system now that's the bomb. So we'll have to get
her
in here. And
we'll get her on. I'm going to switch gears here on you for a second, Josh.
Okay. Oh, on the surface. It's New England.
And we've got
to mute the TV.
Failure of mute. Oh, they switched these inputs on me. That's what the deal is.
Dag nabbit, it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah. Who will remain nameless. Anyway, it doesn't matter because here we go. EarthMix Garden Products, folks. Yep. If you're interested in getting the maximum results out of your efforts in gardening with the minimum amount of effort, EarthMix Garden Products is your choice. If you want to grow things in an organic and sustainable fashion, and you really like doing things right the first time, EarthMix Garden Products is your choice. And it's available over a wide number of areas of sellers around the Middle Tennessee, Central Kentucky, also EarthMix Garden Products is up in Illinois and Indiana and coming to more locations soon. If you want to find out where you can get EarthMix, simply go to earthmix.net, earthmix.net, and click on the Find EarthMix tab. And once you're there, it will take you to a map of the Eastern U.S., and it will show you all the pins, and you can zoom in, or you can simply enter a location here in the box. Put your address in it, and it'll give you turn-by-turn directions to the location nearest you. You might wind up being at Bluegrass Garden Center up in Elizabethtown, Kentucky. So one of the great choices of vendors around the EarthMix network. So EarthMix Garden Products is designed to make life really easy on you. And you don't have to do special mixing. You don't have to have a degree in soil science to be able to have success in gardening. EarthMix Garden Products takes care of that for you. So whether you're looking for something like the product landscape to plant your trees and shrubs and that kind of thing with, or if you're looking to do an outdoor container garden using Proganix O, or if you're doing indoor tropicals using Proganix I, which is the indoor mix, or any of the wonderful composts such as Supernatural, Magic Mushroom Compost, and, of course, Viragra Earthworm Castings, all these products are premium quality and available through earthmix.net. So check it out. Success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use EarthMix garden products.
David, should you do your tour around the green room and tell us what we've got this morning?
Well,
we dominated with football and Josh's pissy attitude. Start with the Japanese maple, right?
Well, this is a Siriu, a Japanese maple, again, from Isley Nursery. And you remember last week, gorgeous, we had Brent Furby on here. So thanks, Brent. So it's a really great green leaf cultivar. It has really nice fall color in it. So you're going to, that'll be one of the things that you would enjoy getting.
Mm-hmm. Hydrangeas.
Hydrangeas here that are great summer flowering. These have gone past the white stage. They're starting to move. They're greening up, and then they'll go to that dry look. And I actually like all of the looks of the hydrangea through the bloom cycle. Okay. So they're quite nice. I believe that's a Vander Wolf's Pyramid Pine directly behind you, Josh, which is a blue type of pine. I might look at the tag, and it could be something different. I can't tell exactly, but that's what I think that is.
Blue Angel.
So that is a upright, and you see it is a decidedly blue cast.
Long leaves.
Long needles. Beautiful. And very blue color to the foliage on that.
They're not spiky either.
Hard for me to see exactly what's down front. I do see some spirea, a crepe myrtle. There's
some ferns.
Got some ferns over here.
Got some hardy ferns. One of the things that I want to talk about are ornamental grasses, and those are kind of right in the center here. And ornamental grasses as a family are really great in the fall season. In particular, this is when they are really in their splendor, and so many people think of pampas grass as the definitive ornamental grass.
It's got an attitude, though.
Well, maybe that, but they're not as hardy as many of them, and they tend to freeze out if we have hard winter. They also can rot out if it stays too wet. So while that's still available, there are a lot of other good grass choices to choose from. So you ought to check out the extensive ornamental grass selection we have here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. If you're looking for a singular plant to put into a rock garden area, or if you need to put a number of them together to make a real show, ornamental grasses are a great statement, really? Particularly at this time of year in the fall. So that's a quick little tour around the set here this morning. And I appreciate, as always, Joy Bovin, who does such a wonderful job of setting this up. Thank you, Joy. I really appreciate it.
Now, I did notice that you had mentioned that through one of the blog posts, you talked about them being boxed trees.
Right, and that just simply refers to the maples that we get from Isley. They actually grow them in a wooden box.
Okay.
They are a box. Now, these are smaller trees. We can't get the boxed ones in here because they're too big. But so we do have smaller ones that are container grown, and a box is a container. It's just a wooden container that has these bands that holds it together. So it's
just a different way of, say, a B&B tree, for lack of a better word.
It's a different container is okay. What it is, because these trees have not been grown in the ground ever. They've just been grown in this box.
And a B&B tree is
bald
up.
And burlap. That's what the B&B stands for, bald and burlap, which means it's been dug out of the ground and burlap has been put around the root ball to hold that intact. So that's the difference in the terminology. But a boxed tree is simply a container grown tree that is in a box, a wooden type of box. And it's a very attractive item from as far as a selling point of view. It just looks nice. And there are people who actually buy them and use them and just keep them watered because they like the way they look for a period of time before they plant them in the ground. So
it's not really a permanent container.
It's not, because you've had a substantial amount of that, that soil is effectively taken up by the root system. So you want to make sure, and it's going to need to go in the ground because it will at some point get root bound, and you don't want to wait until that point. So you just cut the bands, the four sides fall off, and you lift it off the base. It's ready to go in the ground.
Just lift it off.
Yeah,
right?
You can take your fingers and scratch up those roots a little bit and kind of work them, loosen them away from the root ball enough to let them get a start out there. And when you use something like EarthMix Landscape with it, they do a great job of just going straight.
Really,
it
does sound
ground.
Like a much better idea than a B&B because it trying to cut those cords and bring all the I've seen them with wire around them. In addition to that,
they're more difficult to handle. They're heavier because you have native soil, whereas container grown plants are not grown in a full. And while it could have some soil in it,
some soil
it. Is mostly a soilless mix, so it's lighter to transport. Oh, makes fine. It easier on you.
All righty, folks. Music means that this edition of the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates is coming to a close. Want to thank everybody for participating. Go out to Facebook, share the page, watch it later when you need to if you're having some issues
That's
with
right.
it and stuff. Go out to YouTube, subscribe, look for it on LinkedIn. If you see it on LinkedIn, share it around and yep. watch what's going on. For Michael Stevenson, David Bates, and the production crew, we appreciate you being here. It is a Saturday morning tradition, and join us next Saturday morning from 8 till 9, alive here from the Green Room.
Hey, you're Josh Carey, by the way.
You're David Bates.
Yeah, so, it's us. We're at home.
Thank you guys for being here. We'll see you next week.